For the National Day of Prayer in 2013, the American Family Association wrote an article, and in it they quoted the late Leonard Ravenhill, who's best known for his book, Why Revival Tarries. Ravenhill exposed three sins about contemporary America. We have become self-sufficient, he said, depending on our own abilities, neglecting the gracious giver of all gifts. We have become self-satisfied, prideful in our accomplishments and affluence, causing us to become apathetic and forgetting the one who offers true satisfaction. We have become self-righteous, basking in our own stained glass windows, yet ignoring the God of whom Paul wrote they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own in Romans 10:3. The article also discussed an amazing prayer and proclamation by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, where he called for a national day of prayer and fasting, humiliation and prayer. That was amazing. So our podcast is going to include excerpts from this profound clarion call. Father God, may there be another proclamation similar to this, calling for our nation to fast, humble themselves, and to pray. We confess of being more caught up in our own self-sufficiency than giving credit to you, Lord, who gave us all abilities and all skills. We confess being satisfied in worldly things that are meaningless, that are causing us to be apathetic to what matters the most, and also endangers our lives and others, rather than finding true fulfillment and satisfaction in the one you, Lord, who loved us so much you sent your son to die for us. We confess of self-righteousness, thinking we are right because of what we've done, but we are sinners in need of a Savior who alone makes us righteous. Father, we thank you that in 2 Corinthians 3:5, we are not sufficient of ourselves to think of anything, but our sufficiency is of you. We thank you, Father, that apart from you, we cannot do anything. And you are the one that satisfies our soul, and the hungry soul you fill with good things. And you saved us not because of anything we've done, but because of your righteousness that we are made that way. We thank you that Abraham Lincoln said we should humble ourselves before you, the one who has power, and to confess our national sins and to pray for forgiveness. So we pray in this time, God, that we know, God, that you will judge nations by the character of your people. And when we fail to repent, nations fall. So we pray, God, for preachers, plumbers, janitors, judges, editors, educators, broadcasters, brick masons must spend time before you, Father God, confessing and repenting. We pray that they will. We pray every woman child who claims the name of Christ would pray in earnest for a deeper personal relationship with our Savior, that daily people would confess and repent as a regular practice in their life of faith. May this be modeled, taught, discipled, and encouraged. We pray for our families, that God, your power and protection over them, and that each one will come to Christ's light, even in the darkness. We pray for believers that would pray at their workplaces, classrooms, that they would spend wherever they spend their day away from home, that they would, we pray and lift up their coworkers and classmates and teachers and supervisors, bosses, subordinates, that you would bring honor and glory, that honor and glory would be given to you, Father God. We pray for the unsaved that are in our lives, and that we pray until they come to know you. We pray for civil authority, for the president, congressmen, senators, for all those in place. And this is what you cried out for us to do through the Abraham Lincoln's proclamation. We pray that it will happen again, that people will cross the line and pray and pray and pray until, and repent until we see you move in our country. In Jesus' name.